6.5, the complaint, general allegations. So if the general allegations are really the first thing you create in the body of the complaint after the statement of jurisdiction, which can be part of the general allegations, why didn't we talk about that first? Well, it's because understanding the causes of action, the claims for relief, knowing where you're going helps you in terms of creating the general allegations. So as you can see by the previous section, we're actually making the claim for our two or three, four causes of action, however many you end up using. Even only one is actually required for a valid complaint. But now that you know which cause of action you're using, what claim you're using, whether it's negligence per se or breach of contract or battery or misrepresentation, whatever those are, these general allegations have to include the facts of what happened, so that if nowhere in the facts do you mention any contract, then why would you be suing for breach of contract? If nowhere in there is there any story where someone has misrepresented themselves, then how could you include misrepresentation as one of your claims? So first you identify what those claims are, what you're going to be suing for, and then you come back and tell the story. And that's basically what this is. You're telling the story of what happened. Now, some attorneys like to use long paragraph forms. I actually believe it's better to kind of do one sentence, or maybe at most two sentences at a time, and number them: paragraph one, paragraph two, paragraph three. It's actually, in some ways, it makes it harder for the other party to just deny each and every statement that you're making. And if they do deny each and every statement, then they kind of affect their credibility in a strange sort of way. But if you have a long paragraph that includes four or five sentences, if there's even one tiny element of a sentence that could be denied, that gives the other party the right to just deny that entire paragraph. And they don't say why they're denying it. They don't have to say why they're denying the paragraph when they answer the complaint. They just have to deny something in it. So if you can make it harder for them, in fact, I used to kind of play a game with myself when I was done with a complaint. I would look at every paragraph and say, if I were the paralegal on the other side drafting an answer, would it be hard to deny that? To deny they met, the two people met on such and such a date. The next paragraph, to deny that they met at such and such a place. Next paragraph, to deny that an argument occurred, and so forth. Whereas if you put everything in one paragraph, it makes it very easy to just deny almost in a knee-jerk form of a response. So I recommend every paragraph, try to keep it to one, at most two sentences, and make sure that you include all the relevant facts to the claim or claims that you're alleging in the causes of action. I'm guessing the complaint will take anywhere from maybe 2 hours to 4 hours, depending on how complex your case is, how many causes of action you have. But if you buy into the system, it can actually take significantly less. And if you use the writing labs that are provided, that will really help make this more efficient in terms of your assignment. Good luck.